妹，早上平安。
Brothers, peace you all this morning.
我们开始交通思想，先读几处的圣经。
Before we begin sharing, let us read a few passages from the Bible.
我们翻到以斯拉记，好吧，历代志下三十六章。
Let's turn to 2 Chronicles chapter 36.
我们从十九节读到二十一节。
We'll read from verse 19 through 21.
加勒底人焚烧神的殿，拆毁耶路撒冷城的城墙，用火烧了城里的宫殿，毁坏了城里宝贵的器皿。
Verse 19. And they burned the house of God, and broke down the wall of Jerusalem, and burned all its fortified buildings with fire, and destroyed all its valuable articles.
凡脱离刀剑的加勒底王都掳到巴比伦去，做他和他子孙的仆婢，直到波斯国兴起来。
Those who escaped from the sword he carried away to Babylon, and they were servants to him and to his sons until the rule of the kingdom of Persia.
这就应验耶和华借耶利米口所说的话：地享受安息，因为地土荒凉，便所安息，只满了七十年。
To fulfill the word of the Lord by the mouth of Jeremiah, until the land had enjoyed its Sabbaths. All the days of its desolation, it kept Sabbath until 70 years were complete.
那这二十二节、二三节同样记载在以斯拉记一开头那几节。
Now, verse 22 and 23 are the same as are recorded in the first verses of Ezra.
我们读以斯拉记第一节到第五节，第一节到第九节。
Then let's read Ezra chapter 1, verses 1 through 9.
波斯王古列延年，耶和华为要应验借先知借耶利米口所说的话，就激动波斯王古列的心，使他下诏通告全国说。
Now in the first year of Cyrus, king of Persia, in order to fulfill the word of the Lord by the mouth of Jeremiah, the Lord stirred up the spirit of Cyrus, king of Persia, so that he sent a proclamation throughout all his kingdom, and also put it in writing, saying.
波斯王古列如此说：耶和华天上的神已将天下万国赐给我，又嘱咐我在犹大的耶路撒冷为他建造殿宇。
Thus says Cyrus, king of Persia, the Lord, the God of heaven, has given me all the kingdoms of the earth, and he has appointed me to build him a house in Jerusalem, which is in Judah.
在你们中间凡做他子民的，可以上犹大的耶路撒冷，在耶路撒冷重建耶和华以色列神的殿。只有他是神，愿神与这人同在。
Whoever there is among you of all his people, may his God be with him. Let him go up to Jerusalem, which is in Judah, and rebuild the house of the Lord, the God of Israel. He is the God who is in Jerusalem.
凡剩下的人，无论栖息何处，那地的人要用金银财物、牲畜帮助他，另外也要为耶和华、为耶路撒冷神的殿甘心献上礼物。
Every survivor at whatever place he may live, let the men of that place support him with silver and gold, with goods and cattle, together with a free will offering for the house of God which is in Jerusalem.
于是犹大和便雅悯的族长、祭司、利未人，就是一切被神激动他心的人都起来，要上耶路撒冷去建造耶和华殿。
Then the heads of fathers' households of Judah and Benjamin, and the priests and the Levites arose.Even everyone whose spirit God had stirred up to go up and rebuild the house of the Lord, which is in Jerusalem.
他们四围的人就拿银器、金子、财物、牲畜、珍宝帮助他们，另外还有甘心献的礼物。
All those about them encouraged them with articles of silver, with gold, with goods, with cattle, and with valuables, aside from all that was given as a freewill offering.
古列王也将耶和华殿的器皿拿出来，这器皿是尼布甲尼撒从耶路撒冷掠来，放在自己神之庙中的。
Also, King Cyrus brought out the articles of the house of the Lord, which Nebuchadnezzar had carried away from Jerusalem and put in the house of his gods.
波斯王古列派库官米提利达将这器皿拿出来，按数交给犹大的首领色巴沙。
And Cyrus, king of Persia.Had them brought out by the hand of Mithridath, the treasurer, and counted them out to Sheshbazzar, the prince of Judah.
好，我们圣经啊，对，我们再读一次圣经啊，耶利米书二十九章。
Let us also read Jeremiah,
二十九章
chapter 29,
第十节
verse 10.
耶和华如此说，为巴比伦所定的七十年满了以后，我要眷顾你们，向你们成就我的恩言，使你们忍回此地。
For thus says the Lord, when 70 years have been completed for Babylon, I will visit you and fulfill my good word to you to bring you back to this place.
低头有点祷告。
Let's bow our heads for a word of prayer.
主早晨，我们靠着你恩典，一同来到你的面前。
O Lord, this morning, by your grace, we come gathered together before you.
在你所设立的主日当中，我们带着敬畏、等候、仰望你的心来到你的会中。
To bring our humble hearts to await before you on this day that you've established.
我们愿借着你的话，大家寻求你的心意，明白你的道路。
That through your word, that we would seek to know your will to follow in your path.
好像在这个时代当中，我们知道如何行在你面前，能按着你所喜悦的，能够过地上年日，来讨得你的欢喜。
That in these days, that we would know how toserve you, how to live a life pleasing to you.
我们感谢主，你这说话神，如今继续在你的儿子里面向你说话。
And that you are the Lord who speaks, and today you are speaking to us in our hearts through your Son.
叫我们这些有耳可听的就应当听。
That those who have an ear, let them hear.
让你的话在我们身上，在我们心中有落脚之处。
And that your word will find root within us.
让你的话在我们身上能够做成你的工作。
That your word would accomplish what you have set me out to do.
一同仰望祷告，都靠主耶稣基督名求。
Together we look to you and we gather in our Lord Jesus' name.
我们将祷告都靠主耶稣基督名求。
We pray in Lord Jesus' name.
Amen. 我想五月底，东岸的特会，讲到神的恢复工作。
And at the end of May at the East Coast Christian Conference, we shared about the work of recovery.
我就也感觉是不是顺着，有点感觉是不是顺着这个感觉也一同来看一点神恢复的工作。
And I thought that following in this topic, that we should talk a little bit more about God's recovery work.
所以早上我们愿意从以斯拉记这一卷书来看当初神的百姓在地上怎样做一个恢复的建造。
So, by sharing from the book of Ezra how the Lord's people did this work of recovery.
就他们从贝鲁斯地回到犹大地，重新把圣殿建造起来。
So when they returned from exile to return to Jerusalem to rebuild the temple.
我们刚刚读到历代志36章末了，那里告诉我们。
We just read the end of 2 Chronicles chapter 36 where it told us.
从历代志36章那里记载一些南国犹大。因着行耶和华眼中看为恶的事。
We saw that in the Chronicles that the southern kingdom of Judah did what was evil in the sight of the Lord.
他们离弃神，神离弃神去拜偶像，所以神虽然这样的光景当中，神仍然差遣先知他的仆人呢，一再去警戒他们，叫他们回转。
And so in that time, the kingdom of Judah turned away from the Lord and worshipped idols, and the Lord sent his prophets.To warn them, to repent.
但是最终神的百姓没有回转，所以神愤怒的审判就临到他们当中。
And in the end, the people of Israel did not repent, and so in His wrath, the Lord destroyed the kingdom of Israel.
把犹大百姓呢交在巴比伦王的手底下。
And the kingdom of Judah was carried away by the hand of the.
所以历代之下有三次记载。以色列百姓被掳到巴比伦去。
And so there are three times in the Bible where it records that the children of Israel were taken into captivity in Babylon.
最后一次呢，是在西底家做王的时候。
The last time was when Zedekiah was king.
耶路撒冷被攻破。
And Jerusalem was besieged.
耶路撒冷城墙被拆毁，圣殿被火焚烧。
The walls were broken and the temple was burned.
加勒地人把圣殿里面的器皿跟财宝呢都掳到巴比伦去。
And so the Babylonians captured the precious vessels and the valuable articles from the temple.
那些没有被刀杀害掉的也被掳到巴比伦去。
And those who were not killed by the sword, were also carried away into Babylon.
这是犹大国真正一个王国的时候。
And so this was truly the end of the kingdom of Judah.
但同时神的纪念先知耶利米在预言的应许说,
But at that time, the Lord also sent the prophet Jeremiah, who gave this promise.
满了70年的时候神要审罚巴比伦王和他的国民。
After 70 years, the Lord will deal with Babylon.
神要兴起波斯国,使他们再回到犹大地重新建造圣殿。
That they would send the kingdom of Persia to allow them to come back to Jerusalem and rebuild the temple.
所以历代之下,紧接后面有三卷历史书。
So after the history of the Second Chronicles, there are three more books of history.
这里是以斯拉、尼希米、以斯帖这三卷书。
So they are Ezra, Nehemiah, and Esther.
这三卷书是记载被掳后神百姓的一段历史。
The history of the people of Israel after they were taken into captivity.
也是旧约以色列百姓最后一段历史。
And it is also the last bit of history of the people of Israel in the Old
Testament. 以斯拉跟尼希米记呢，是记载神百姓有三次的归回的一个历史。
Ezra and Nehemiah have three returns from exile that are recorded.
以斯拉记头一个记载，在所罗巴伯带领底下，归回百姓，再重新建造圣殿。
The first is when Zerubbabel came back to begin rebuilding the temple.
第二次乃是在第七章记载，以斯拉恢复神的律法，咱们讲解神的律法。
And the second return is in Ezra chapter 7, with the return of Ezra the scribe to restore the temple services and
the law.
And then there they also restored the temple services.
第三卷书以斯帖呢是记载留在外邦地没有归回的百姓，神在他们当中做一个保守的工作。
Esther speaks of those who remained in exile and how the Lord protected them.
借着莫迪改这样一个人，或者说代表的，在被掳当中有一些见证人写出神的见证来。
And the story of Mordecai, of those who are remaining in exile who still carry the testimony of the Lord.
那早晨，然后是说，往后有一段时间，是不是我们一同来看以斯拉这一卷被称为是恢复的书？
And so as we study the book of Ezra, we consider is this book a book of recovery?
什么是恢复呢？为什么需要有恢复？
So what is recovery and why is there a need?
就是神所拣选的百姓，从神所定义的旨意里面失落了。
Is that those that the Lord, the people that the Lord has chosen, that they have fallen from His purpose?
神百姓从神包在他们身上该显出来一个光景，他们失落了。
That the testimony that they were supposed to carry, they have lost.
所以恢复就是说恢复到神起初神所定的旨意的里面。
And so this recovery is to return us back into God's original purpose.
恢复到神百姓该有显出来那个荣耀光景的里面。
To return these people to the glorious purpose that the Lord had prepared for them.
我们感谢神，神一再做恢复的工作。
Thank the Lord that the Lord is continuously doing this work of recovery.
我们回到创世纪，我们看见起初神造天地的时候。
When we go back to Genesis, when we see when the Lord began with the creation of heaven and earth.
那再来，圣经记载说，地是空虚混沌，渊面黑暗。
The Bible begins, the earth was formless and void, and darkness was over the surface of the
earth. 神的灵运行在水面上，神在那做一个恢复的工作。
And the Spirit of God was moving over the surface of the waters. There the Lord was doing a work of recovery.
在那里恢复，把地恢复到一个正常光景，在充满丰富的一个情形，让人可以居住在那里。
He was restoring the earth to a glorious state where people would be able to live on its surface.
所以当神把那个地恢复过来以后，神在第六天就造了人。So
after the Lord recovered all of creation, there on the sixth day He created man.
那我们又看见，当人照着神的形象样式造好以后，神赐福给他们。And
so after the Lord created man in His own image, He gave him this promise.
神所塑造的人在那里有权柄、有能力，在管理神所创造的万物。
That this man that the Lord created would have authority over all that he had, the Lord had created.
在那彰显神荣耀，彰显神的权柄、能力、智慧。
To demonstrate the Lord's glory and his wisdom and his power over all things.
他们代表神在管理地上所有一切。
They were to represent the Lord and to watch over all that he had created.
但是我们看见始祖亚当犯罪堕落以后。
But we see our forefather Adam sinned and fell.
从神起初创造人那个美好的旨意落下去。
And that man that the Lord created fell from his glorious purpose.
但神在那仍然做一个恢复的工作。
But the Lord there was already beginning a work of recovery.
借着你的后裔要来主耶稣基督但成就神的救赎工作。
That through the seed of the woman, his redemptive work was accomplished by our Lord Jesus Christ.
就是要恢复神在人生那起初造人的目的那个功用。
To restore us to that original purpose that the Lord had planned for us.
但是我们看见整个教会历史当中似乎好像又落到一个衰败的光景底下。
But we see through all of church history that it seems we have fallen again into a fallen state.
但是感谢神仍然在那继续做恢复的工作。
But we thank the Lord that he continues to do his redemptive recovery work.
到启示末了的时候我们又看见一个荣耀景象又出现了。
And when we get to the book of Revelation, we see a new glorious sight.
那一座新耶路撒冷城教会从天降在地上。
The new Jerusalem that the church would come down onto earth.
把神自己的荣耀把神自己再彰显出来。
That God himself and his glory would be revealed there.
教会和基督合而为一，啊，作王直到永远。
That church and the Christ and the Lord Jesus would be united and reign forever and ever.
是从整个人的历史当中，从教会整个历史当中，我们看见因着人的失落、失败，神仍然按着他永远旨意在做恢复的工作。
And so we see through all of history, not just this regular history, but also the church's history.That man has fallen, and the Lord has to do this recovery.
那早晨我们从以斯拉记来看，被掳归回的人，他们怎么样重新建造圣殿
？So studying the book of Ezra, let's see how these people returned from captivity to rebuild the temple.
为什么需要重建圣殿
？Why do they need to rebuild the temple?
圣殿原来的光景是怎样
？What was the original condition of the temple?
圣殿起初建造的目的功用该是怎样光景？
What was the purpose for its construction?
So we see, 起初人或者说所罗门在那里为耶和华建造圣殿说，那你所要表明的是什么
？So when the Lord instructed Solomon to build the temple in the first place, what did he want it to represent?
神的殿呢是神的居所，是神居安息的所在。
The temple was the Lord's dwelling place, a place where he could rest.
表明神住在百姓当中，神与百姓同住。
That he would dwell among his people, that the Lord would live with his chosen people.
人可以来到圣殿里那里来敬拜神来侍奉神在那献祭给神。
That people can enter into the temple to worship the Lord and to offer sacrifices and to serve him.
他们在圣殿里面在那里和听神的话，然后按着神的旨意生活在地上。
That there in the temple they could hear God's word and know how to live here on earth.
所以整个圣殿可以说是以色列百姓属灵生活的一个中心。
So we can say that the temple was the spiritual center of the people of Israel.
这是起初圣造圣殿的目的，他选出来的功用。
So this was why the temple was built in the first place and its purpose.
但是现在圣殿被毁了。
But we saw that the temple was destroyed.
百姓被掳了。
The people were taken captive.
圣殿没有了，百姓也不能来到圣殿里面敬拜侍奉神，与神交通。
So the temple is no more, and the people could not go to the temple to worship the Lord and serve him. 因着
圣殿失去不存在了。
Because the temple was gone, and it did not
endure. 所以以色列百姓整个属灵生活都败落下去了。
And so the people of Israel, their entire spiritual condition also fell.
他们不能来到圣殿，他们敬拜侍奉神。
They could not come to the temple to worship and serve the Lord.
这一切都失落了。
All these things were lost.
但是感谢神。
But we thank the Lord.
神起初在圣殿里主要表明那个目的的功用，还要再被恢复过来。
But the Lord wanted to restore the temple and its purpose.
人可以失败，但是神的旨意是永远是不改变的。
That man can fall from God's purpose, but His purpose will endure forever.
所以神定了70年的日子。
So the Lord established 70 years.
满了70年的时候，他应许说要把以色列百姓重新带回 到犹大地重新把圣殿建造起来。
After 70 years, he promised that the people of Israel would return to rebuild the temple.
恢复神可以在住在人的中间。
To recover the ability for the Lord to dwell among his people.
神的百姓也可以恢复与神有交通，他们可以在那过一个敬拜侍奉神的生活。
That there it would have fellowship with the Lord, and they would be able to live and fellowship and serve together before Him.
所以，当圣殿被建造起来，神的百姓能够重新回到圣殿中敬拜侍奉神。
And so, when the temple is rebuilt, the people will be able to gather together and worship in the temple.
就恢复到起初建造圣殿的目的，还有他该选出来的功用。
To recover back to the original purpose of the temple.
是感谢神，这个恢复工作是神定要做成的。
So we thank the Lord that this recovery work was something that the Lord has already planned.
这个圣殿的建造恢复也是神自己开始做工的。
And this recovery work of the temple is also started by the Lord.
所以刚刚弟兄礼拜的时候说，这个恢复的工作是神自己起头的。
As our brother shared before. That the Lord Himself is the driver, the initiator of
this work.
And this is a work that He Himself has established and purposed.
恢复到神起初在人在神百姓身上那个美好的旨意。
And to restore people to His beautiful will. His
beautiful plan. 我们可以从以斯拉这一卷。被称为恢复的书里，我们看见神是怎样做他恢复的工作。
And so this book of Ezra, which is called a book of recovery, we see how the Lord does His recovery work.
我们知道这个恢复是有一个过程的。
And so we know there's a journey or a path for this.
这个恢复是有一些步骤的。
And there's a background.
而最后所带出的结果是怎样的结果
？And through it all, we see what the end result is.
我想从以斯拉记我们可以看见一些。神恢复工作的一些原则，或者一些属灵的那个定律。
So we see there are some conditions and some spiritual steps.
我们知道今天人他在恢复的时候，常常落到一个口号里面。
We know that when people speak of recovery today, they may fall into this.
但是我们可以从以斯拉记上看见。这是神所命定要做成的工作，他给我们看见有些法则，有些原则。人若是活在这个实际里面，自然而然在那里有一个恢复的工作。
And so, if there are some, if when we speak of recovery, we see when we study the book of Ezra, that there are some spiritual conditions, and if people abide by them and live by them, then the work of recovery naturally occurs.
我昨天晚上还在预备今天要交通的时候
，Last night as I was preparing for, still preparing for today's sharing.
我在书架里面要找一本书。
I was looking on the bookshelf for a particular book.
我不是在找那个关于以斯拉记的书的那个书。
I was not looking for a book on Ezra.
我是在找一本那个马太福音，因为我最近也是在读马太福音。
I was looking for a book on Matthew because I was studying Matthew at the time as well.
我这边找的时候，看书架里面有一本小小的册子，我就把它抽出来看。
And so while I was looking, I saw this little pamphlet on the shelf, so I took it out and I looked at it.
就有没有想到一本书？那个书名是《神恢复的工作》。
And to my surprise, that pamphlet was called God's Work of Recovery.
我发现哦，这是江弟兄30年前在Richmond特会里面所交通的题目。
And so it's something that Stephen Kong shared 30 years ago in Richmond.
我稍微翻了一下。
And so I flipped through it.
那江弟兄他那个启示是大，他是看整个历史来看神恢复的工作。
And in his sharing, he looked at all of history.
从先知书来，从哈该书，从那个哈巴古书来看神恢复的工作。
To see the God's work of recovery from through all of the minor and major prophets.
哎，从教历史里面看见神恢复的工作。
And through church history, we saw the work of.
你看，年长的弟兄30年前已经讲到这方面的信息。
So we see this elder brother 30 years ago already had shared this message.
但是今天地上教会。到底有多少恢复工作时机
？But today we ask ourselves and we think, how much has the Lord's work of recovery actually accomplished?
感谢神，人我们都是凭外面来看事情。
We thank the Lord that even though us men we only look at outward things.
但是神恢复工作是他自己定要做成的。
But the Lord, his work of recovery is something that he himself desires to accomplish.
是他自己起头的,
it is something that he himself initiates.
虽然好像步骤非常慢,
so even though it seems the work is moving very slowly,
但是我们看见, 从以斯拉记我们看见, 最终圣殿,
but we see in Ezra that in the end the temple was restored. So we see that this is a purpose that the Lord has established to accomplish. So the Lord promised the people of Israel, after 70 years, the king of Persia.
是为了应验借耶利米口中所说的话,
to fulfill the word spoken through the prophet Jeremiah.
所以满了70年之后，神要眷顾他的百姓, 神要按着他的恩典把以色列百姓带回到犹大地去.
That through his grace, he will cause the people of Israel to return to the city of Jerusalem.
所以他兴起波斯古列王，再来把巴比伦王灭绝掉.
So the Lord used the king of Persia to deal with the king of Babylon.
在那里激动波斯王古列的心下刀，使以色列百姓能够回到犹大地去建造圣殿.
So that through the king of Persia, that the children of Israel will be able to return to Jerusalem.
所以重新建造圣殿，这不是神自己想要回去的，神的百姓想要回去的.
So the desire for the people of Israel to return to Jerusalem did not begin with that.
不是因为他们在被掳之地70年，他们想念故乡，想要回到故乡去.
It is not that after 70 years of captivity that they wanted to return to their homeland.
不是他们求告神，求神怜悯拯救他们回去故乡.
It is not that they prayed to the Lord to ask to be sent home.
是的，是神照着他借耶利米所说的预言应许，要成就他自己的话。
It is the Lord himself to fulfill his promise that he spoke through the mouth of the prophet Jeremiah.
所以神在那里就开始有一个行动。
So there the Lord began to move.
开始在做他恢复的工作。
He began to do his work of recovery.
所以这个恢复呢，是自己神兴起的，神发动的。
And so this work of recovery was something that the Lord wanted himself and he initiated it.
满了70年,
after the fulfillment of 70 years. 70 years we could say is the period of discipline for his people.
摩西说人一生年日是70，都是强壮可到80.
Moses said a man's life is 70 years, and if he's strong, maybe he can live to 80.
70代表人的一生的年代.
And so 70 speaks of a person's entire life.
所以我们看见70满了以后，大部分被掳的人都过去了.
And so we see at the end of 70 years, most of those who were taken into captivity,
他们没有机会再回到犹大地去.
They never had the opportunity to return to the land.
除了少数那些被掳的时候是少年人年纪小的时候.
Except for those small remnant, those few who were taken into captivity when they were young. And so even then, these few are very old now. And so when we get to Ezra chapter 3, and they saw the foundation of the temple has been built.
那也告诉我们说，那些见过圣殿、见过旧殿的老年人，他们看见立圣殿根基的时候，他们在那边大声哭嚎。
It says that those who had saw the first temple, they wept with a loud voice when the foundation of the house was laid.
那些老年人，他们非常兴奋，非常激动。
And those old men were very moved.
因为他们看见圣殿的根基被立起来。 他们可以重新回到从前那圣殿荣耀的光景.
And so they saw that the foundation of the temple was relayed, that they could begin coming back to their previous condition.
他们可以重新在圣殿里敬拜侍奉神, 与神有交通.
Return to the temple to worship and praise the Lord and to have fellowship with him.
而那些大部分被掳来那些人呢, 都过去了。
But the majority of those who were taken into captivity had passed away.
那就是说他们一生都过去了。
You say their entire life had passed.
正如以色列百姓出埃及的时候。
As when the Israelites left Egypt.
那些二十岁以上的男丁因着不信缘故全部倒闭在旷野里啊。
All of those who are 20 years and older, because they did not believe in the Lord, And they could not enter into the promised land.
只有第二代在旷野长大出生的那些，他们才会进去得产业。
Only that second generation who grew up in the wilderness could they enter into Canaan to take the promised land.
同样，那些被掳的第一代，他们都过去了。
Similarly, these first generation of captives, they have passed on.
而神在巴比伦那里出生长大，第二代、第三代，神呼召他们归回，重新建造圣殿。
So the second and the third generation in Babylon, the Lord called them to return to Jerusalem.
所以神按着他所应许的话，在那里他拣选一个外邦古列王。
And so the Lord, in fulfilling His promise, chose a foreign Gentile king to accomplish His will.
事实上，早在耶利米说降话之前，八十年或者将近一百年左右，神已经借先知以赛亚已经论到这件事情。
And so, before Jeremiah, almost 100 years before this time, the Lord already spoke of these things through the prophet Isaiah.
在以赛亚四十五章那里告诉我们说，神拣选呼召古列王成为他的仆人。
In Isaiah 45 it says, The Lord will take these foreign kings to be His servants.
他成就神所喜悦的事情，他下令建造圣殿，立根圣殿的根基。
That this foreign king would build the foundation of the temple.
虽然古列王不认识神，神仍然要使用他。
Even though this foreign king did not know the Lord would use him.
神要让他知道耶和华是唯一的神，除他以外没有别神。
That all would know that the Lord is the only God, and apart from Him, there is no other God.
所以吩咐的工作不仅是神自己要起头做。
So the work of recovery is not only something that the Lord Himself initiates.
也让我们看见神主宰一切。
We see that the Lord is in control of all things.
他可以使用各种的人为他旨意效力。
He can use all sorts of people.To accomplish His will.
他可以使用相信神的人。
He can use those who believe in the Lord.
他也可以使用那些不相信神的人，外邦人。
He can use those Gentiles who don't believe in the Lord.
所以我们看见在这一切的后面背后都有神的手在管理。
And so we see behind all these things is God's hand in control.
所以我们看见神主宰的权柄要显在人的身上。
So we see the Lord's almighty control is revealed.
所以神为了要应验先知耶利米所说的话，在那里激动古列王的心。
And so, in order to fulfill the words of the prophet Jeremiah, the Lord moved the heart of King Cyrus.
就不认识耶和华神的这王太服在神的权柄底下。
And so, this king who did not know the Lord also fell under the Lord's control.
但是现在因着神激动他的心。
Because here now that the Lord has moved his heart,
他知道。神坐在宝座上，主宰地上一切列国。
That he can see that the Lord is in control of all the kingdoms on the earth, and he is Lord of all things.
这位古列王太在那边曾说：“耶和华天上的神，你将天下万国赐给我。”
And we see here that Cyrus King Persian says, "The Lord, the God of heaven, has given me all the kingdoms of the earth."
古列王知道，原来他一切所有都是神所赐给他的。
And so even the king of Persia knows that all that he has is given to him by God.
感谢神，神坐在天上，他主宰地上一切列国。
We thank the Lord that he is Lord, the God of heaven, and he is in charge of all the kingdoms of earth.
甚至在但以理书里面在告诉我们说，至高的神在人的国中掌权。
And so we see in Daniel that the governing authorities on earth have no authority except that which comes from God.
他将国赐给谁就赐给谁。
And he gives authority to whomever he wants to give authority.
但是地上的列国的人，那些坐王掌权那些人，他们不认识，以为这些是他们凭着自己所得来的。
But the kings of these kingdoms, they don't believe this, and they think that their kingdoms are raised by their own power.
所以我们都是读丹尼书，看见那个巴比伦王尼布甲尼撒。
And so when we study the book of Daniel, we see the king of Babylon, Nebuchadnezzar.
他在说，大这个大巴黎是我大能大力建造起来的。
He says, is this not Babylon the Great which I myself have built?
要显出他的威严荣耀。
By the might of my power and the glory of my majesty.
当他话还没有说完的时候,
and when his words were not even done speaking,
就从天上降下。
And there was a voice that came from heaven.
说巴比伦王啊，你不讲一下，你的国，我也离开你了。
That it says, Nebuchadnezzar, this kingdom will be taken away from you.
你要离开世间，你要与野兽同住，你要吃牛肉草。
You will dwell in the wilderness as a wild beast and eat the grass.
直到你知道至高者在人的国中掌权。
Until you see that Lord God of Heaven is ruler of all things.
他将国赐给谁就赐给谁。
And you will give authority to whom he will give authority.
同样，以后他的儿子伯沙撒做王的时候也是一样。
And when his son reigned, Belshazzar.
他心里在高傲说这一切都是他自己。
He also was overly proud and said, all of these things are mine.
他甚至高傲到这地步，把那些从圣殿里面掳来的器皿拿出来吃，来饮酒作乐。
And he was proud to the point he took the precious items from the temple to use as to eat and drink.
还赞美他所用金铜时所造的那些神。
And he used the gold and silver to make these false idols.
神借着一只手在墙壁写字。
And so the Lord wrote on his wall with his hand.
那当你这样解释说，告诉他说，你的国位就到此完毕了。
And so Daniel translated the message and said, today your kingdom is finished.
当夜巴比伦就被杀了。
And so that night the king of Babylon was slain.
所以我们看见那个至高者在国人的国中掌权。
So we see that the Almighty is in control of all these kingdoms.
所以罗马书十三章告诉我们说呢，有权柄的人我们要顺服他。
And so Romans it says, for those who are in authority, we are to subject ourselves to
it. 因为没有权柄，不是出于神的。
For there is no authority except from God.
人一切权柄都是从神而来的。
And those which exist are established by God.
是神所命定的。
This is what God has commanded.
所以地上的朝代，这个国被兴起，那个国被落下去，都是神的主管，那个主宰所掌管理。
So which kingdoms rise and fall, they were all controlled by the Lord.
有时候我们不明白为什么这个人坐在大位上呢？
And so we may wonder, why is this person in charge?
也许另外一个人坐在刀上，可能对百姓、对国家有好处。
Maybe if this other person was in charge, they would rule the kingdom better.
这是人的一个观点。
And this is a man's point of view.
人以为这个好，那个不好。
And we say, this is good or that's bad.
人有当自己的选择，自己的看法。
And people will have their own choice and their own point of view.
人不知道在这背后是神主宰的权柄在那调度这一切。
But they did not see that behind the scenes it is God's authority who is in control of all
things. 他把国赐给谁就赐给谁。
He wants to give the kingdom to someone, so he will.
这个国被兴起来，这个国败落下去。
Whether this kingdom rises up or this kingdom falls.
都是神按着他所定的旨意在那行做这一切。
And it is by his eternal purpose that he is moving these things.
我记得2000年美国总统大选的时候。
I remember in 2000 when there was a presidential election in America.
弟兄姊妹都是有印象，那时候是高尔跟布希他们竞选总统。
Brothers remember at that time it was Gore versus Bush.
结果最后出来是布希胜了。
And in the end, it was President Bush that was elected.
就是那个选举人票那个差异很小。
And the difference in the ballots was very small.
那高我这边不服气，就要说要重新算票，特别在佛务党那一桌。
And so Gore did not concede at first and asked for a recount, especially
because
Because that difference in the ballots was very small.
所以甚至上诉到最高美国最高法院。
And in the end, it went all the way up to the Supreme Court.
那时候我就有感觉。
And then I had this feeling.
我说不要再算了，没有用。
And I said to myself, you know, forget about recounting.
神已经定规谁当选。
The Lord has already selected who will be chosen. Maybe it was a mistake by man.
不管是人的错误还是怎么样，神所定规给谁就给谁。
No matter what it was, the Lord has given His authority, and who He gives it to.
是，弟兄们，我们看见地上一个朝代兴起，一个国家落下去，我们看见背后都有神主宰的权柄在那里。
So whether a kingdom rises or falls, behind it, it has God's will and His purpose.
神都按照他的旨意在那里一直往前去。
And according to God's will, He will continue.
也许我们不一定明白。
We may not understand.
但是我们在心里面相信神是不会错的。
But we deeply believe that the Lord does not make mistakes.
所以说我们看见是神主宰所在那里的时候，我们就不会对地上这些国度，好像谁在那里好像可以，那些有权柄的，好像他们有很大权力在那决定这个整个世界的发展改变。
And so, if we know that the Lord is in charge, then we will not be disturbed when the rulers on earth are making these great societal changes.
我们今天看见地上，好像某些人，某些有地位的，好像他们可以决定整个世界那个局势的一个情形。
We see those in authority today. Some of them seem to be able to turn the whole world, according to their will.
好像他们做一件事情，做一件决定，好像整个世局就改变了。
And they may just say one thing, and the whole world would turn.
我们前面有看见至高者在人的国中掌权。
And we see, therefore, that the Almighty's power.
若是我们看见这样的事情的时候，我们里面仍然就有安息啊。
If we remember that the Lord is behind all things, then we will have peace.
感谢神，至高者在人的国中掌权。
We thank the Lord that the Almighty is ruling.
所以当神要开始他恢复工作的时候，头一个他激动这个外邦古列王。
So when the Lord began His work of recovery, first He moved this Gentile king.
他下诏允许以色列百姓，凡做他子民的，都可以上耶路撒冷去重新建造圣殿。He
gave His proclamation that all those who are moved can go, who belong to the Lord can go and move back to Jerusalem.
神在那里立这个环境，让以色列百姓可以回去。
The Lord created a condition in which His people could return.
但是他也需要在神的百姓身上动工。
But the Lord also needs to work in the lives of His people.
环境可以回去了，允许没有难处。
That the people could return and that there was no hindrance.
神就在百姓身上做同样激动的工作。
And the Lord also stirred up His own people to return.
叫有一般百姓因着神的激动，他们也愿意回去。
The Spirit of God has stirred up those to be willing to go back to Jerusalem. We know that this is not an easy thing.
这些在巴比伦出生长大的第二代，他说第三代。
These were those who were born and grew up in Babylon, the second and third
generation. 虽然他们是在外邦王的管辖下，他们仍然是一个一般被掳的人。
Even though they may be under the rule of this foreign king, they were still technically captives.
也可以说他们已经扎根在那个地方了。And
it's to say that they might have already started settling into the setting roots in that land.
可能在外面生活上，他们也是很蛮稳定的。And
outwardly, they may already seem to be very stable.
这里已经成为他们的家。This
new land is already their home.
现在叫他们回到 要犹大地区,
and to ask them to return to the kingdom of Judah.
就这的人感情来说，那不错，那是我的母国，那是我的祖国。
they may say, yeah, that was my mother then, my homeland.
真正的家是在这里,
but my real home is here.
所以当神击中神的百姓的时候, 到底有多少人愿起来? 答应这个呼召上耶路撒冷去。
So when the Lord stirred the hearts of his people, how many were willing to pick up and move back?
在耶路撒冷,犹大地耶路撒冷,那是个废墟之地。
Jerusalem and Judah, it was now a desolate land.
等于说他们回去以后,
and if they were to return there, they would have to start over from scratch.
那是很不容易的。
That's not easy.
但是我们感谢神,神激动一般神的百姓,他们愿回去。
We thank the Lord that He stirred a group of people, His chosen people, to return to Jerusalem.
虽然回去的人不多,
even though the people that returned were not
第二章告诉我们说将近五万个人而已。
We see in chapter 2 that only a little over 50,000 people total.
但是这一般人,他们体贴神的心意,他们不顾自己安逸的生活。
That they did not consider their own stability, but they were willing to return.
我们知道历史告诉我们说那个巴比伦那文化是当初最好文化的一个地方。
And we know historically that the culture of Babylon was one of the greatest at the time.
历史告诉我们说呢，那个是一个巴比伦那个米索波大的那个河域那一带是一个文化起源的地方。
And in during the reign of the Median Empire, it was the center of culture.
也可以说当时一个最富裕的一个环境。
It was one of the most wealthiest cultures.
你说叫他们这些人回到犹大地区，实在是一件不容易的事情。
To ask these people to return to Jerusalem is not an easy thing.
他们必须要付代价的。
They have to pay a cost.
若他们不体会体贴神的心意，他们不会回去的，也不肯回去的。
If they were not following the Lord's will, they would not be willing to go back.
弟兄姊妹，感谢神，还是有少数渔民他们愿回去。
We thank the Lord that there were still a small remnant that was willing to return.
他们愿意离开富裕的环境，离开一个稳定的一个生活。
They were willing to leave behind a wealthy culture and a stable life.
就是愿意让神的旨意能够成就在他们当中。
In order for God's will to be completed within them.
我记得四十几年前来到美国的时候,
I remember 40 years ago when I first came to America.
在洛杉矶下飞机,
I got off the airplane in Los Angeles.
一出了飞机场, 车水马龙, 非常热闹。
As soon as I got out of the airport, there were just cars going by. It was very busy.
那时候我心中头一件想到事情是什么吗?
The first thing that I thought in my head.
我在那时候感谢神，你平安把我带到这个美国来。
I thank the Lord for bringing me to America.
我当我出了机场，看到那个整个那个热闹、那富裕的环境的时候，里面想到。And
so when I got out of the airport and I saw all the bustle and the wealth, I thought.
许多西方的宣教士，他们来到台湾。
There were a lot of Western preachers who came to Taiwan.
从这个非常富裕的环境里面回到台湾。 到山上,到乡下, 为了神的十一章传福音给当地的人。
That there were all these Western preachers that came from such a wealthy land to go to Taiwan, to go up into the mountains and the rural areas to share the gospel.
这些宣教士, 我对他们里面产生了非常敬佩的心。
And so for all these preachers, my heart was very thankful.
并且把他们一生就埋在那个地方, 直到死。
And a lot of them, they spent their entire lives there.
我们知道一个人从贫穷环境里面换到一个富裕的环境，生活是很容易适应的。
We know that someone who moves from a very poor place to a very wealthy place, their lives will change greatly.
所以我们看见今天，我们都是才刚刚有了家，有慢慢从小房子啊搬到大房子，住得很习惯，很容易适应的环境。
And so. And when someone moves from a small house to a large house, they'll adapt very very quickly.
但是一个人若从一个非常富裕的环境，然后换到一个非常败落、非常不好的环境，我想那个生活真是很不容易调整起来。
But if someone moves an opposite way from a wealthy place to a very poor place. The adjustment to that is not easy. Because naturally people are like that. But these preachers, for the will of the Lord, for the gospel to be shared among these people, they left behind what they had, and for some people, they never went back to their home countries. And so, these remnants who returned back to Jerusalem, they were like this. They had hoped and wanted to participate in the Lord's recovery. They knew that once the temple was rebuilt, that they would be able to come before the Lord and have fellowship with Him. That they would be able to live a good spiritual life. That they would be able to worship the Lord, serve Him, and praise Him. And so they had this glorious hope placed before them. So why are these elderly who had seen the old temple? That when the foundations of the new temple were being built, that there they cried out and they wept with a loud voice. And this weeping was not one of sorrow. This weeping was one of joy. They knew that one day when this temple is rebuilt, that the Lord will return among them. The Lord will dwell among them. That they will be able to worship and praise the Lord and meet Him face to face. As well as that inward joy was represented by these tears. This is a weeping that is filled with joy.
Sisters,
if we have this experience, we'll be able to understand a little of what they experienced here.
弟兄姊妹都是在我们属灵生活经里面，曾经好像某一段时间是有一个非常好的一个属灵光景表现出来的时候。
When we experience a very good spiritual condition ourselves,
那是一个充满美好回忆的一个时刻。
And that we return, and when we return to that kind of a situation.
但是慢慢好像那光景落下去以后,
but if our spiritual condition slowly slips back down,
忽然之间好像你遇到个机会，碰到个机会，好像有那个迹象显出来的时候。
And if when we return to a meeting where that spiritual life seems to be present,
弟兄姊妹里面的感受可能就跟当时那些百姓感受可能有点类似。
Then our feeling within ourselves to return to that spiritual condition, it will be like a little bit like what when we first had that experience of the spiritual height, we may not understand why we felt the way we did.
我记得感觉过去几十年那个基础属灵经里面，你曾经 遇到过两三次，那个遇到那种机会，实在很不一样，都是在年轻的时候发生的。
When I think back over the decades, that there were two or three times when I felt this spiritual height.
那聚会里充满那个圣灵的同在。And
that meeting, for whatever reason, it just felt like the Holy Spirit was truly with us.
不仅自己感受到跟一些弟兄姊妹交通，他们同样这个感受。
It's not just I that felt this way, but when speaking with the other brothers and sisters, everyone.
你就知道神在中间，那不是一个概念而已，那个实际。
This is not just a teaching, but that this is a truth.
我记得三十几年前也曾经在一个夏令会里面，
remember,
在南部服事的时候，
Thirty years ago, when we had this retreat, and I was serving.
那一年显然很不一样。
That year, it just seemed different.
我们借一个大学，借他们一个体育馆。
We rented a college and we used their gymnasium.
里面那个体育馆还放了很多的杂物的东西。
And there were still all sorts of, you know, things around in the gymnasium.
我们就找一个角落，因为人不多，大概一两百左右的人而已。
And so we took a corner because there's only 100 or 200 of us total.
我都还记得那一天几位弟兄所讲的题目是什么，说那个大方向是什么。
And I remember what the brother who was sharing what the topic was.
就讲到马太福音15章，
which is John chapter 15.
枝子跟那个树葡萄树的一个关系，
which is the vine and its branches.
你知道那个聚会 弟兄姊妹进到会场的时候，鸦雀无声。
Once someone walked into that meeting place, it was silent. You could hear a pin drop.
弟兄姊妹，你知道什么叫鸦雀无声吗？
You understand what it means to be that quiet?
没有领会，没有站起来说，请弟兄姊妹进来说安静等候聚会，没有，完全没有起。
You didn't need someone to stand up and say, brothers and sisters, please quiet your hearts.
真是圣灵的工作。
This was the work of the Holy Spirit. People walked into the meeting hall and very quietly, very silently sat down and waited.
So, brothers
and sisters, the recovery work of the Lord has these conditions.
And
you see, today, before any meeting, it's all noisy and bustling.
上面讲台领会说，请弟兄姊妹安静下来，好像没有多大用处。
And even if the brother at the podium says, brothers, please quiet down, it doesn't seem to have a lot of impact.
弟兄姊妹，你若是没有经历过那种鸦雀无声那个聚会，你就不会体会到说为什么要安静。
Brothers, if you never experienced this sort of part of anticipation before a message. You wouldn't know what it means to. And you wouldn't desire it. And so this is why the Lord's work of recovery is so difficult. This is not something that man does. This is the work of the Holy Spirit. And so when the responsible brothers met after that meeting, they kept thinking, how is this meeting different? And after that, they didn't seem to be able to encounter such a meeting. And it seems afterwards there was a good message that was.
有没有看见我今天来到会中是来到神面前？
And people today, when they gather in the, together, do they know that they're coming before the Lord?
感谢神，当神正要开始他工作的时候，他总是激动一般人，感动一般人。
We thank the Lord that when He begins His work of recovery, He always moves His people, a group of His people.
他们看见神的心意，在那有一个恢复。
They see the purpose of the Lord, and there is a need for recovery.
他们愿意把自己摆在其中，他们愿意配合上去。
They're willing to pay a cost for themselves to participate in it.
弟兄姊妹，若是我们看以后的记载，这些人不是非常刚强的，是非常软弱的。
And when we study the book further, we see that these are not strong people, these are very weak.
他们后面又有一些失败难处。
And later on, they had some difficulties and failures themselves.
若愿意以后，我们会慢慢一点点交通给大家看。
As we get there, we'll study them.
感谢神，当神不仅激动鼓励王，允许以色列百姓回国去重新见到神殿。
We thank the Lord that not only did He move the king of Persia to allow His people to return to Jerusalem.
神也激动神的百姓。
The Lord also moved His own people.
感谢神，这一般被激动的百姓，他们起来一同归回犹大地区。
We thank the Lord that these people that the Lord moved, they got up together and went back. That the Lord's work of recovery can continue forward.
不仅人回去了,
not only did the people return, the Cyrus, the king of Persia, also returned all the articles that the Babylonians had taken from the temple. These were the articles that were used in the temple when people worshipped the Lord. They were taken from the temple and were placed in the houses of all these idols. This is a great shame against the Lord. We thank the Lord that not only were the people allowed to return, but all of the articles were also returned. And so, in verse 8, it says that he counted them out to Sheshbazzar, the prince of Judah, who was also known as
Zerubbabel.
Each item was numbered and returned to Jerusalem. And not a single one was left. Thank the Lord. When the Lord does His recovery work, every act is
miraculous.
Everything that He wills is accomplished, and no one can hinder it. Thank the Lord when we study these books of history. When we see the work of recovery that the Lord is doing, we ourselves have a portion with that work. If we're part of the people, then we are blessed. That we will be willing to be counted among the number who are part of His work of recovery. That throughout the generations, throughout the ages, amongst all of His the congregations, that there is a group of people that will participate in His work of recovery. The Lord will always move some people. He will stir up that what God's eternal purpose is, what He established. They'll be willing to have God's work of recovery accomplished among them. And that the presence of the Lord will return to be among us. Because this is God's will that He established. This is the original purpose of the temple when it was first built. Even though man failed. Even though the temple was destroyed and the people were taken captive. All these things were no longer there. But we thank the Lord. When the time has reached its conclusion.
时候到了,
when the time is ready,
神自己起来做工, 起来做恢复的工作,
the Lord Himself will rise up to initiate His work of recovery.
所以恢复的工作是出于神自己,
so the work of recovery comes from the Lord Himself.
也是神自己来成就这件事情,
and then the Lord Himself will accomplish it.
求神他恩大怜悯我们,
may the Lord be gracious to us.
啊不,借着, 以斯拉记这一整书,
that through the book of Ezra,
and
we see how the Lord accomplishes His work of recovery. That we may be those people that were stirred up. That we will participate together in this work of recovery. That the Lord's purpose will be made manifest within us. Who's my sharing? Or brother, close this word of prayer.
our word of prayer.
我们有点祷告。
Oh God, we thank you for your word that we have just heard.
主啊，为着我们刚刚听见的话语，感谢你。
Just ask that you stir our hearts and open up our eyes.
愿你激动我们的心，也让我们的眼目仰望你。
So that we can clearly see the work that you have set before us.
让我们可以看见你在我们面前所显明你的工作。
And we just humbly ask for the faith to carry out your call.
让我们谦卑地来求你，让我们在信心中可以来答应你的呼召。
So that your great testimony can be established through your church.
愿你的教会可以彰显你极大的见证。
As we wait for the coming of your Son.
当我们正在等候你儿子再来的时候。
So Lord, we just thank you again for this time, and we pray this all in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ.
我们为着这样的时间感谢你，这样的祷告是奉你儿子耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
Amen.